Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello to all the fans out there. Probably just the one fan, that's me. So we got a great show for you today. Amazing show. We're still on the topic of comedy, but today I'm going to tell you exactly how to survive the holidays. The holiday crowds, it gets a little crazy out there. Believe me, I understand. If you've ever been shopping on Black Friday, then you know that people are absolutely insane. They're crazy and you can't contain it. But I'm going to help you. So, how was your week? Come on, chums. What I want you to do is I want you to gather around the radio right now, eat your cookies, get your milk, get your tea. You in the back, put your pants on and come join us. Cheeky. All right. So, I want to go over. First of all, Eric, how's your week been?
It's been good. Can't complain, really.
Well, that's good. I can complain a lot, but, you know, that's because I'm considered obese and I really don't have much of a life outside of this. But I have one story I'd like to share because I met a fan on the street. And, you know, if you know anything about me, then... You know, I'm a big fan of, like, farts. Like, I like bathroom humour. I don't know why. People look at me weird all the time, and I just don't understand. Like, it just makes me laugh if I'm watching the movies at the cinema and, like, you know, a bunch of farts come on the screen. It's just funny. I can't contain it. I just laugh so much. I say that to say I met a fan this week, and, you know, she might have had some coffee or something because, you know, we were talking and we were chatting it up, and all of a sudden she just let out a huge fart. Just the biggest fart I've ever heard. And I thought, now this girl I could like. I could like this girl. Yeah. I mean, I could. I wouldn't. Because, I mean, I just couldn't continue the conversation because all she did was just, it was a fart and I was just gone after that. I was totally gone. You know, sounded like she was in the bathroom letting go. Let it go, for real, Elsa. Come on. Out your butt. Anyway, just wanted to share
let
that.
Let it go. Just, let it go.
That's what I like to see. To hear it. Oh, maybe not. Okay. Mila, you want anything you'd like to share before I get started? No?
No.
Silent?
No.
Not dead. Well, looks like I'm going to be on the talking here. I'm doing all the talking. You sit down, hush up. So, how to survive the holiday crowd? This is a little tricky. If you're bold enough, you can do it. If you're not bold enough, I suggest you don't go out shopping. I learned this trick. Actually, I came up with this trick a couple of years ago. My family and
Did
I
you
were out
or
shopping.
Come up with it?
Do what?
Did you learn or come up with it?
Well, I made both. I did it all at once. I'll tell you a story. Out shopping on Black Friday of last year. You know, over in the States, you have Black Friday. It's basically where everyone in, like, mass crowds, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's almost like an uprising, goes out super late at night and the wee hours in the morning, like 1 or 2 a.m., and they go get all these great deals on products and TVs and couches and whatever they're buying. Well, happened to go a couple of years ago, and the amount of people in a Walmart. Have you ever heard of Walmart? I've never heard of it until I came over here. We don't. I mean,
there's like one on every corner here, so it's pretty normal.
Yeah, driving through Birmingham, you know, Birmingham, Alabama. There's like one everywhere. Like you can get off an exit, there's a Walmart and gas station. I mean, it's like every time there's a gas station, there's a Walmart. Well, happened to go to Walmart, and the staff have a line of electronics, like, I mean, just piles of electronics in this, like, taped off area. And
was there any Battle Royals?
Mate, yeah. It sounded like it. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, I was too shocked to see that they had all these, like, devices, like printers and TVs and cameras and all these electronic devices kind of, like, just strewn along this one huge aisle taped off down the center, and on every single side there was literally like a mass of people waiting to get in there to get the deal. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I almost got scared.
And you know, people being like trampled to death for Black Friday and like stabbed and shot, right?
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to get killed over a Canon DC-121 camera. Like, I don't want, like, or a Hewlett Packard. It's not that, it's not worth that much.
So is this like your zombie apocalypse guide to Black Friday?
Sort of, but no zombies, no apocalypse, just your own wit and talent trying to get you through the mass of people. Anyway, so all these people were lined up, like, they literally like toes on the tape, like ready to jump in and like defend their honor with a printer at any moment. And so, like, they started chanting, and I never in my life, I was like, I thought for a second that maybe I was at a baseball game or a football game or something, but they started chanting like Walmart, 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 and, like these employees would come down and they had like this tape, kind of like police tape, and they like had scissors and they were getting ready to like cut it so everybody could like jump in and grab, and they were chanting all over the place, and of course I was getting scared, like I was really nervous because I'd never seen anything like it, and I was like, I found myself like kind of cowering in between like the coat racks that they have there, like in
little
swirly. Yeah, I'm a coward. I do get scared. I like crowds of people scare me. But the little, like, spinny coat rack or clothes rack that just spins, I found myself kind of, like, peeking out between the coats, trying to, like, preserve my life. Well, then they were, like, a huge countdown, like we were watching something from NASA, and then all of a sudden they, like, cut the tape, and I swear it was, like, a bunch of hogs coming to trough. I didn't know what had happened. I mean, they cut the tape, and that's all you could see. You didn't see the electronics anymore. You didn't see that. You just saw, like, these crowds of people, and, like, you saw acid in the air. Like, people's butts were, like, in the air, and, like, their feet were, like, flying all over the place and screaming and yelling. Like, you couldn't hear anything. And so, of course, I was safe. Yeah. I was safe in my coat. Like, I was, like, in the middle of a coat, right? I was safe there. No one cares about, like, you know, light winter jackets at that moment. So I'm, like, watching this, like, massacre, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And in my life, I out of there, like, literally, I found a path out. It was almost like I was in a Zelda game. Like, I'm having, like, you know, I had my sword and shield and had to, like, solve puzzles just to get out of it. But I finally made it out. And then I vowed to myself, if I ever go back again, I'm going to develop a system that you can use that will, like, get rid of the crowd of people that you could ever, you know, do. And that's where I came up with my first holiday tip to surviving crowds of people. You want to hear it? I bet you do. But you're excited to hear it, or you're not, you know, whatever. Let me tell it to you, because I've been talking
about
it.
I'm sorry to hear it.
So, on my first tip, I always say that if you're in a mass of people, it could be at a department store, at a Walmart, wherever, and if you're like me, you get a little claustrophobic around it, you become very serious and like very detached from reality, like you've got to survive. If you find yourself in that situation, I would say this: in the middle of the crowds, hold your stomach and double over and scream out, oh, like real loud so people can hear it, and they'll like kind of stop and look like something's wrong. And then when you've got their attention, this is what you say: I'm boo-booing. Like, and if you're in a massive crowd, I would always like have like chocolate pudding with some oats in it, make it look a little more realistic, and maybe just like kind of like slam it down on the floor and like have this like chocolate thing going on. And I'm telling you right now, it works like a charm. You scream out, I'm boo-booing, and all of a sudden, the crowd is like scatters because they're, I mean, I hate to say this, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, probably won't, let's not do it, but, you know, it's like, you know, you just took a shit. Like, I mean, you just shited all over the place and That was it. And they're gone. And then you're free to roam. You just kind of get up and walk off. That would disperse the crowd faster than anything because people are scared of Ebola. People are scared of any type of disease involving fecal matter. Of course, you know it's chocolate notes. So that's not, I mean, are you think you're going to try it next time?
You know what you should do? Really disperse the crowd even more. Bend down and eat it.
That is amazing. See, I know that's why you're here, because you make my ideas even better. I'm going to do that and just like dip it with your finger and go, okay, never mind, false alarm. And they're so disgusted. I bet people will stop puking.
There you go. Now you've got your free choice of whatever electronic that you want.
Oh, that's true. Now, heck, you know what? On a 55-inch TV, no, a 70-inch TV, I'm going to go ahead and throw the bag of it like at the actual screen and scream out, I'm boo-boo, and like explosive diarrhea. And be like, oh, sorry, I can't touch that. I've got some awkward disease involving boo-boo.
And then just stick your finger across them and go,
Just like rub it right across the screen and make like a finger line.
Yep.
Like, sorry, mine now. That's like taking it to the next level after licking something. Like you lick it to get it. That sounds awkward, doesn't it? Not a euphemism. Sorry about that. But anyway, I think everyone should try that. And you know what? If you can comment on our webpage, if you can, then tell me what you would do. I mean, honestly, how would you handle the crowds? I would handle it like what I just said. But what do you think about that? Tell me what you think, what your thoughts. I know you have great ideas. I'd like to hear them.
That was genius.
Genius?
Well, I think I'm going to try that next year, really.
Me too.
Like, on Black Friday, the day after. Oh, God, I'm about to do cave. Chocolate pudding.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That sounds fun. People get scared all the time.
They do, especially today. If they're not afraid, they're offended.
Oh, right, that's true. Offended over everything. Especially when you go to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. You ever been to the pharmacy before? I'm sure you have. You have medication. If you live in the States, my God, you do. Everywhere.
Well, I've been sick before, so yeah.
Yeah, pharmacies are horrible. People think that, I mean, I used to work, before I started doing stand-up, I used to work in a pharmacy. And I can't believe how many people would, like, try to come in and because you didn't have the medicine ready. Yeah, you didn't have the medicine ready in, like, 2 seconds. They want a gift card. It's like, your doctor just sends over a prescription and it's there at the pharmacy, but you know it takes time to fill. It actually takes time. And they wonder, well, why does it take so long? And it's mainly because, well, I mean, we need to make sure this medicine's not going to kill you. Although, I'm up for that. If you're going to be a douche about it, I'm up for it. You know, just I'll tell you how to OD and then you can just go ahead and do it.
You put the grim in the brother's grim.
Oh, yeah. That was very grim-esque, I think. But people, you know, you get your medicine there, but you have to wait more than 5 minutes. They want a gift card. They want to get, like, oh, well, I have to wait. I had one person actually ask me, well, I need a gas card. I want a gas card. I'm like, what's a gas? You want to pay for your gas? Because you had to wait 11 minutes.
What do they want a gift card for, like, free lower tabs?
No. They want a gift card so they could, just because they were, like, idiots. Absolute idiots, I think.
It's like, they want Walmart gift cards so they can go Black Friday shopping with diarrhea TV.
Oh, yeah, no, unfortunately, you can't get Walmart gift cards. But, but yeah, I thought that was crazy. Why do people always demanding something because they're waiting an extra minute? I'm like, well, you know, it takes time to make sure this medicine isn't going to, like, you know, you're not going to wake up dead. That would be an oxymoron, isn't it? Wake up dead. That's not real.
So the diarrhea, that's your only tip for surviving the holidays?
Oh, no. There's, like, more than that. Some of them, but most of them are kind of from the viewpoint of somebody in retail, because we all know that around the holidays, retail is absolutely insane. Crazy.
I think that's the highest suicide risk ever. Like, suicide, yeah. Retail.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mondays is the highest suicide rate in day. On Monday, I guess because it's Monday blues or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, now you let me know, you got any holiday tips? Because I want to know. I mean, I'm not the only one that could.
I mean, the only holiday tip I got is avoid the crowd and just go on Amazon.
You a Cyber Monday bloke, are you?
Yeah. I mean, so how long have you been in the States?
Well, actually, I've been here for quite a long time. My parents, you know, brought me over here at a young age. But
on a potato boat?
Yeah, on a potato boat. On a potato boat. That's nice. What is a potato boat?
I just assumed you're an immigrant, so you kind of came over here on a shoddy little boat.
No, okay, because I'm British. What? I don't have a green card, but I can't work over here.
No, you never know.
Okay.
I can't say that. Someone might get offended on a radio show.
Okay, well, never mind.
We're going to push the boundaries, though.
I'll just go to my second holiday tip. So, being British, I would say that everyone needs to have good British accent in the back pocket, always. You would be absolutely amazed how many people get shot that someone's talking to you in a British accent, and they're like, they just like forget everything. So, my holiday tip number two is, if you do happen to meet an angry person during the holidays, maybe at a pharmacy or like a grocery store, wherever. Again, my rule of thumb is pull out your British accent. Make sure that it's good, and that way they can be like, like they'll be like, why are you not giving my milk? Or, you know, you left out a pill or whatever they say that's ridiculous that you didn't do. And all of a sudden you can say, ma'am, I'm so sorry about that. Please, let us fix it. We'll be right back with you. And then, like, all of a sudden, it's like the whole countenance changes. It's like they're nicer. They're more pleasant to be around. And all of a sudden, they want to know exactly your whole life story. Well, when did you come over here? And I can do American accents, too. I think very well. Country ones, in fact, because I've been down here a while. And they'll ask, well, when did you come over here? How long have you been here? And then you say, like, well, you know, I just, you know, moved over here a couple of years ago, going to school, or whatever you want to say, and just get them talking, and then all of a sudden they forget why they're angry. 85% of the time, they forget why they're mad. What do you think about that?
I think if I saw somebody just, like, if I was real, real, real mad, and I was about to have an aneurysm, and somebody just like, oh, how you doing there, bud? Well, that's Irish. But if someone popped off with an accent, I think I would be
whatever.
Like, oh. Well, you're not a bad guy, after all.
I know. We British, the way we talk, I don't know.
It just brings
that.
Happiness for some reason.
You know, it's very nice. We genuinely, like, just want to care about it. It's like, I'm so sorry about that. How can I help you? Come over here. Come down to consultation or wherever you are. I'm using pharmacy because that's my experience. But, you know, come on down. Let's talk about it. Let's get some tea or something, you know. Of course, I couldn't offer
you
tea. I would.
Do. Like, she worked in retail, so they're like, oh, why'd you do this? Why'd you mess this up? Like, you made it.
You made it. Yeah, I would. I would say that. Oh, my God. You mad? When I say it, it doesn't sound very good. You mad? Like, you crazy. That's our word for crazy. Are you mad?
You upset.
You angry. Oh, I can't do it. Never mind. I'm not good. I'm really good at you know, some accents, not all.
Nice try. There you go. What? Spotify. See, even an American saying a British accent, it makes a British person laugh.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, some people get offended, but I don't, because I'm like, you know, I'm not like the Queen of England, so whatever. But
yeah, it's usually the British people that get offended are the ones with the big horse teeth.
Oh, Lord. Now you're getting just absolute. You're getting stereotypical. We don't have horse teeth. Except for me. I mean, I'm a little buck tooth, I think, growing up, but, you know.
Because you grew up in the gutter.
Not really. No, I actually grew up in a castle in my head. But anyway, off to my holiday tip number three. You ready for it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so here's what I say. During your last minute shopping excursions, always, always, and this is again from a point of like retail. If you run into somebody, now it can go either way. You can be the person that's behind the counter or the person that's paying for the merchandise. And in this case, this is coming from the customer point of view. During your last minute shopping excursions, always, always stare rude people right in the eyes. Like, if you're one of those people that like break character really easily, you probably shouldn't do this, but I would stare them absolutely right in the eyes until they feel absolutely super uncomfortable. And you can tell like, the air, like you can like, the atmosphere can be like cut with a knife because you're just like sitting there staring at them, blank face, almost like what they call in the state, like resting bitch face. Like, you know, like just, you're mad and you're just staring at them. But, so I equate this act to asserting dominance over the said rude person so they know who's in charge. You just sort of look at them so they make them feel uncomfortable. You can cut the atmosphere with a knife.
So it's like the wolf pack. You're the alpha.
Exactly. I'm the alpha male, alpha female, if you like, but whatever, whoever you are. Now, things can go two ways. This has two different outcomes. They could smile and be like, okay, yeah, I'm a little too serious. I'm going to calm it down. You walk off and do your thing. Or
they could punch you in the throat.
Well, if I did that, I'd be calling the cops because then this beautiful face ain't going to be punched. I got to make sure the moneymaker's all, you know, beautiful and everything. Yes, exactly. I'm on the radio. I got a face for radio.
Or
the other way, you can rudely retaliate. They can say that, like, be rude about it. They can say, can I help you? And if it's the latter, then you just kind of, like, respond with an absolute crazy something. Like, for me, if someone did that to me, I would respond with, I love your face. Merry Christmas. Or someone deserves a treat.
Oh, no, you can't say Merry Christmas anymore. That's offensive. You got to say Happy Holidays.
Over here you say Merry Christmas. We say Happy Christmas.
Well, everything offends everybody now.
Well, they can get over it. I mean, that's what I say. That's what Grip's saying. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Bring Christmas back. Hashtag Christmas.
Put the price back in Christmas, right? Okay. In some of my comedy writings, I put the mask back in Christmas. But that's kind of weird. Nobody really understands that unless you read the paragraph. But anyway, so you just kind of give them, like, you say, I love your face, or, you know, someone deserves a treat, and then, like, you can usher them into their cage, you know, like a dog. Because they're treating you like a dog, you're treating them like a dog. You know, because if people are like animals, then they can assume their position as animals. That's my take on it. I have a little squeaky toy I carry around with me. People are rude, I'd be like squeaking in their face and like throw it, see if they run after it. That's what I do. Some people do run after it, depending on what it is.
I completely.
Yeah, stick with me, you might learn something. So, what do you think of that? You going to try that? It's the hardest to do.
I'll try that tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. I would. Give it a go. Give it a go, girl.
I mean, because it really doesn't matter where you go. Someone's always going to be a little bit rude because no one wants to be at work. Ever.
I like being at work. But am I weird? You think I'm weird? I think I'm weird.
You are a little weird, but it's all right.
Yes.
That's why we did this radio show, because you're weird.
True. See, kids, listen, if you're crazy or weird, just be on radio and TV. There's all kinds of crazy people on there.
Yeah, look at Miley Cyrus.
Now, what one was that? What holiday tip was that?
Four.
Okay. I think I only have four.
You only have four?
I only
have
four tips.
Well. So how are you liking America so far?
You know, I like it a lot. Let me tell you why. I'll give you a reason why.
Burger King.
That's it. No, that's not it at all. I like America because, I like parts of America. There are some America parts that I don't like. Detroit, I cannot stand Detroit. And I mean, like, the people in, like, I can't stand Detroit. I can't go there. Not because of the people, but because of,
Detroit,
like,
can't
it's so
Detroit,
crowded.
So
what?
Detroit can't stand Detroit, so it's okay. No one wants to live in Detroit. Detroit's so bad,
it's
Batman wouldn't even go to Detroit.
I think because of the population, like, all the people that own a business there, like, you have to, like, be, like, a gang member. Like, be so hard and, like, you know, have, like, you walk into your Publix in Detroit and there's, like, security. I'm like, what's happening? Is somebody famous here? No, it's not. It's just, you know, we got to, you have to have security because of crazy people. The city of Detroit, if you're from Detroit, you love Detroit. If you're not from Detroit, it's a little hard to navigate, I think. But there are other people, other places that I absolutely love, Hawaii being one of them. Never been to Hawaii until I came over here because it's, well, part of the States, but it's like the same temperature all the time. That's like a fat kid's dream. It's like, don't touch the thermometer. Let me have my food and keep it the same temperature. I like to go to Hawaii. It's like 70 degrees all day. So, I've only been once, though. I can't go back. I want to go back. I want to live there. I want to be like Roseanne Barr. Like, she lives in Hawaii. Like, you know,
well,
remember Roseanne?
You have their parents already, so you're halfway there.
I'm what?
You're halfway there. You have the appearance of Roseanne Barr.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot, mate. That's horrible to say. What are you saying?
I'm saying you're beautiful just the way you are.
Right. Okay. Back to the topic at hand. Yeah,
right,
I like America. They have great food. I think a lot of Americans have, like, are really nice. A lot of people that I met are really nice.
Apart from America, are you going to?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are many people, but the ones I've met, I've always loved coming to the States and, you know, just meeting new people. I'm a big foodie, love food. You have some of the best, like, food, but it's so fattening. It's like it might as well just be lard.
I'm going to go to lard anyway. And you know why they're so nice to you? Because you're British.
That's it. Because I got my British accent. I'd be like, I'm sorry, miss. I'm so sorry. How can I help you? I'd be like, oh, where are you from? Oh, yeah, start that gambit back over again. Okay. Yeah, that's where he is. Maybe I should bust out my country woman accent. Be like, hey, how are you? Oh, my goodness. Hey, how are you doing? Oh,
your
my God. This is my southern mama accent. Hey, how you doing? And the fake laugh. Yeah, my mom kind of picked that up. My mom picked that up when she moved down here. Like, you know, like in the South. I'm like a mutt. That's what I equate myself to. A mutt. Like, I'm just kind of like, I'm British. Because I got, like, dual citizenship. But my mom, when she moved down here, she actually got a job, and my dad did. In Alabama, and that's kind of where I've been. And I've always had an accent because I was homeschooled. So, I guess, I don't know. But I just picked it up. We would go around to different places, and they were so nice, but then, you know, like in the South, you get that kind of weird country thing going on that I can really do really well, unfortunately. I think that's it. I think, you know, that's all my tips. That's all I got to say.
Well, it was good having you on the show today.
It's our show, yeah.
I know. It's good that you actually had the time to call in, though.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You could have not
true.
Called in.
Well, I could not have, but I love it. I love working with you. You're my best friend. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, sorry. We have a show once a week.
Yeah. Well, this show was brought to you in part by Aerocosh Design.
Yeah, Aerocosh Design. We design your future today. That's their logo. Great company. Check them out on Facebook. Be happy to do something for you. I know they'll hook you up with a deal.
I think right now they're running a deal where it's like 60% off the first
60%?
Five customers.
Heck yeah. That's good. I've actually seen some of their work. It's great. Great work.
Beautiful. We'll see y'all next week.
See you next week. Bye.